The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Wild Sam and Steve here. Hey, Steve, what's going on with you, huh?
Hey, Bill. Well, I'm just listening to all the stuff you've been having on, and if you kind of examine what's happening, my brain goes to why is all, what's the purpose of all this, and it seems like everything we depend on is being destroyed, from the electric grid to the transportation system to government. And if you ask yourself, why would that be the case? It comes down to people in power don't need us anymore because they think that technology and AI is going to save them, and we're in the way.
I think that's a reasonable theory. I know it's not Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but I think that's a pretty good one. And the idea is that we'll have, we don't need useless eaters the way that the elite would tend to look at we regular folks just working and doing our job and raising families, heaven forbid.
And they don't have any place to go because there's so many of us, they can't like go to Colorado and enjoy, or Oregon and enjoy the beauty of nature because there's too many people there.
Yeah. And you know, I think that's an interesting way of looking at this, of wanting to call the earth of people that the elites don't like. And that way you have your utopia. And then, you know, you come down here and, gosh, there's no competition to go on the Rogue River because the elite figured, well, we'll just own it at this point. Who's going to tell us? We'll change the rules. We'll be allowed to play on it when the time comes. But there'll be
Bill
so
Gates
many people gone.
Yeah, Bill Gates said that.
Yeah, I know. He's more or less alluded to these sort of things. Remember, because we can reduce the population growth with, in fact, I had that drop someplace, you know, with work on vaccines, I think was the actual quote out of that.
That was what he was talking about, was vaccines was going to be the solution to reducing the population, which we've already seen.
But remember, safe and effective, my friend. And so we don't have to go along with their agenda, do we?
No.
All right. Just leave it at that. Duly noted. Thanks for the call, though, even though it's kind of a Conspiracy Theory Thursday call, but, you know, it's, you don't have to go along with it. You know, there's no law that says you have to go along with them or even be polite to them. It's 13 after 8.
The Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious, specializing in European-style pastries, offering the largest selection of fresh baked pastries in the Rogue Valley, croissants, danishes, cream cheese pockets, bear claws, scones, turnovers, Napoleons, buttercream cones, beignets, cinnamon rolls, coffee cake muffins, and more. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Tuesday through Friday, 7 to 3, and Saturday, 8 to 3. Stop by 1325 Center Drive or visit artisanbakerymedford.com. Also, order on DoorDash.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
Even though the summer is not yet officially here, many parts of our nation are under excessive heat warnings. Here in Phoenix, where I live, we're bracing for 115 degrees, which brings me to parents, children, and cars. Each year, we lose about 37 young children to car heat-related deaths, and some of these parents are now trying to place the blame for their neglect on the car's manufacturer. I'm Kim Commando for NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. Forgetting that a baby is in the backseat of a hot car is negligence, pure and simple. The danger is so obvious that it should be criminal. Summer temperatures inside locked cars can easily reach 150 degrees. So car makers are working hard to provide alarm systems to let you know when you've left someone behind. Still, if you leave your baby in a hot car, alarm or no alarm, it's not the car manufacturer's fault. The only one to blame is you. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com. Attention small business owners. Are you tired of juggling multiple systems to manage your business? You don't have to do that anymore. Simplify your life with NetSuite. It's the number one cloud financial system. Here's why. NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform, providing you one source of truth. Imagine reducing your IT costs and cutting the expense of maintaining multiple systems. You see, with SimpliSafe, you can easily improve efficiency by consolidating all of your major business processes. Say goodbye to manual tasks and errors. Join over 37,000 companies already benefiting from NetSuite. And here's some really exciting news. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for just a few more weeks. Now, I don't want you to miss out. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. That's netsuite.com/Kim. NetSuite, everything you need, all in one place. netsuite.com/Kim.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMET.
One of my favorite guests, I talk to her several times a year if I can help it, because she's a great thinker, also a wonderful doctor, and Dr. Jane Orient, MD, and she's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org. I'm a member of it, I'm not a charter member. I forget exactly what kind of member I am here, but I pay a smaller fee than a doctor to join AAPS. Isn't that right, doctor? It's
yes,
great to have you on.
You're an associate member.
Yeah, associate member. That's what it was called. I got my renewal, so you'll get my check here in a little bit, okay? What is amazing about AAPS is that you have been the alternative, the actual freedom-oriented medical association that's trying to restore the doctor-patient relationship. Would that be a good way of talking about what AAPS is all about?
Well, AAPS is about doctors working for their patients and doing what's best for each and every individual patient, not what's best for the government or for the insurance company or their bottom line. It's very old-fashioned, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a simple thing as almost like taking the Hippocratic Oath seriously, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, I've been a big fan of what you and your compatriots at AAPS have been all about. And there's been a lot of attack, a lot of intrusion for many years now, even before the COVID debacle back then. But many intrusions on the ability of doctors to be able to perform a quality or deliver quality of care, you know, to people without government interference. And COVID, of course, laid bare a raw nerve of tyranny. And listening to Dr. Before we get into this court case, though, what were your thoughts? I'm sure you probably were watching and looking at the coverage of Dr. Fauci squirming a little bit there before Capitol Hill. Any thoughts on that?
Well, yes, and it's amazing what they were able to retrieve from his past statements, like with the vaccines. If you don't get vaccinated with our miracle vaccines, you're responsible for people dying, and maybe you have the right to refuse them. But if you do, we're going to make your life miserable. You can't work. You'll be fired. You can't support your family. Because if you disagree, you're attacking the science.
The science, yeah. Boy. I'm still trying to figure out, why wasn't the system willing to buck him sooner? Do you have an opinion on that by chance? You ever thought about that?
I think that most physicians have become so dependent upon the government and upon third-party payers that they're really reluctant to rely on their own opinions. And with COVID, it was just unprecedented. The pressure that came out, doctors weren't able to talk to each other. Medical societies were all lockstep behind what the government, through its experts, its certified experts, was saying. And then
doctors began to be threatened with loss of livelihood if they spoke the truth about what their opinions were and what was best for their patients. And that's why we sued.
And let's talk about that lawsuit here, too, because of all the sad news when it comes to the First Amendment and freedom and liberty to be able to speak freely in the United States of America, we have a green shoot here. And the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org, ended up getting a precedent-setting ruling in favor of the First Amendment. I guess it just happened yesterday, I believe, is when that came out.
Monday, I think.
Oh, Monday. Okay. Tell us the story here. It's an amazing story.
Well, we filed suit against three of the most important medical specialty boards of internal medicine, family medicine, and OB-GYN, because they all of a sudden started sending letters to their doctors that they certified, threatening to revoke their board certification, which they had earned because they had said something that disagreed with the narrative.
Wow.
That COVID was this terrible pandemic and the only solution to it was the miracle vaccination.
And of course, when they send these letters or they do this, if you remove the certifications, the physician cannot work, right? Essentially, you're done. You're over, right?
Well, officially, that's not exactly true.
Oh.
You can still have a license to practice. But if you're not board certified, hospitals will kick you off their medical staff, and insurance companies will kick you off their panel. So that, you know, if you're a surgeon and you need a hospital, or you have a lot of insured patients under Medicare or something, you're really done.
Boy, what a way to completely put doctors and surgeons just in a hammerlock or a headlock that, hey, you go along with this or else is essentially what we're being told, right?
Exactly.
Hmm. So this precedent then, coming out of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, what happened? Because you sued over this, all of these groups. What ended up happening?
Well, the Fifth Circuit reversed the dismissal of our case by the lower court so that it can proceed. I mean, the government wants to avoid any challenge to its ability to censor. We also see, by the way, the government for its DGB, its disinformation thing. The government likes to be able to declare anything disinformation or misinformation or malinformation if it interferes with their desired narrative.
And yet most of us, when we think of doctors getting together and medical boards, et cetera, we normally, I guess up to this point, up until the last few years, always thought that doctors were sitting around there and hammering each other and debating the issues and trying to find the best practices. True.
Exactly.
All right.
And actually, it was our educational foundation that sued because people were afraid to come to our conferences to speak and to voice certain opinions, lest they end up losing their livelihood. So it interfered not only with physicians' right to speak, but with everyone's right to hear. It goes totally against the founding of our country, that we embrace disagreement. We don't punish people for expressing their opinion. We have conversation, not cancellation of people who disagree.
All right. Now that the Fifth Circuit ended up reversing the last court that you ended up having this lawsuit in from AAPS, what happens now? Because I didn't realize that it was just actually kicked out, that you weren't even allowed to complete the lawsuit now. Where do we go now, then, in this situation, now that the Fifth Circuit has reversed this and allows it to go forward?
Well, we have to go back to the district court and consider the very, very key opinion about whether these specialty boards were state actors, because private entities don't have to give you freedom of speech. Just the government has to give you freedom of speech. And the question is whether these specialty boards, with their quasi-governmental authority, their ability to destroy people's careers and regiment the practice of medicine, and they just happen to be following the opinions of the Biden administration, not supposed to even speak against abortion, provide women with cautions against abortion.
Or I would imagine there that if there were doctors that would come out there and question the pushing of transgender or gender affirming care in all cases, would there?
Oh, I think that that's probably next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you can't really get an honest opinion from your physician.
Boy, you don't want to go to a doctor for the most part unless you think you can get an honest opinion from him or her. I mean, honestly.
Right, or unless you think that he is independent minded enough to look beyond just the dictates that come down from him, from these certification boards who are really acting like the government.
I would imagine, though, that the court then, now that this case will move forward, there's a very good chance then that given the fact that the boards would work in lockstep with the government, with the agenda, as you talked about it, Dr. Jane Orient, that maybe there is some action that can be taken to rein these actors in?
I think that there needs to be some action to do that. I mean, it's just purely coincidence that all of these threat letters went out to board-certified physicians after the boards are getting letters, communications from the administration.
Mm-hmm. In other words, boy, it's a nice medical board you have here. It'd be a shame if something happened to it, right? You know, kind of going.
You had a nice practice, then it would be a shame if something happened to it. And I think Oregon's one of the worst states for that.
Agreed. I've heard about this quite a bit from some physicians. I'll give you an example. Even when it came to alternative treatments for COVID, you and I have discussed this, several years ago, back when this was happening, in which some residents of Oregon who had COVID ended up taking ivermectin. They would get a prescription of it. And then they would tell their physician about it, and the physician would comment like, yeah, we've been hearing a lot of that, but I can't do that. I can't help you with it because of the agenda and the medical boards and the regulatory state preventing people from trying alternative treatments, right? This is why it's so dangerous, what has been going on.
Well, I think we shouldn't call them alternative treatments exactly, because repurposing drugs that have already been proved safe and are proved for one thing, that we discover work in something else, is as old as medicine itself.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a whole industry that started around 2004 for seeking new indications for old drugs in order to get drugs to patients much more quickly and more affordably than waiting for a totally novel drug to be developed.
Could there be a reason that there was such a fight for anybody looking for repurposing existing drugs when it came to COVID and other illnesses here, doctor, that they don't want an inexpensive treatment available? And this is where we have the undue influence of the pharmaceutical industry perhaps holding sway over medical boards and these regulatory agencies?
It appears so, because these drugs like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin that have been given to billions of people for decades and are among the safest drugs that exist. But if we allowed these drugs to be used and admitted that they might be effective, then you couldn't get this emergency use authorization for these novel vaccines that had minimal testing. Just for one thing, there's just not enough time to see long-term side effects.
What is next here in this lawsuit, now that the lawsuit will be permitted to move forward?
Well, it gets remanded to the district court, so we'll have to keep fighting there.
All right. And is there a way that people who are in favor of doctors being able to speak honestly with their patients and deliver good, is there any way that we can actually help this out, or is there adequate funding, or tell us?
Well, the American Health Legal Foundation has been paying the expenses, and you can make online donations to that. If you go to the website aapsonline.org, mm-hmm. You can find out how to do that.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it. Keep us in the loop on this, but this was a real green shoot with so much of the First Amendment and so much of medical freedom and good doctors not being allowed to say what they really think out there and being chilled out there.
Well, it's very frightening that we can have supposedly private organizations just circumventing the Constitution and imposing draconian policies on people that are very much opposed to the interests of our patients.
Did the American Medical Association engage in this, in your opinion, back during the time?
Oh, the American Medical Association is totally in favor of whatever the government says.
Mm-hmm. So we should really call it the American Government-Controlled Medical Association from this point forward.
That would be a proper understanding of what it is.
All right. Doctor, I appreciate you sharing the good news. And like I said, a green shoot out there. And hopefully that we end up getting some good relief and that patients get relief along with doctors getting relief here. Speaking freely.
Absolutely. It is about the patient.
It is about the patient. Speaking freely is a part of imparting good treatment, all right? AAPSonline.org is the website. You can find out more about the lawsuit and everything else that Dr. Jane Orient, MD, has been talking about with me. And Dr. Jane Orient, MD, is the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Thank you so much, doctor. Great news.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
All right. It is 8:31, and you're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair, an inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
Your smile is the key to your health and confidence. Do you know that it is possible in a single day to replace a mouthful of bad teeth or ill-fitting dentures with a beautiful implant-supported smile? For so many of my patients, this has been a life-changing experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Johnson of Dental Excellence. I met a man in my office who came for a free consultation. He said to me, "Dr. Johnson, I quit going out to eat with my friends. I cover my mouth when I smile. I don't laugh out loud like I used to. I'm tired of all the denture adhesive and not tasting my food." Can you or someone you know relate to this man's story? I'm here to tell you that dental implants can solve your problems and give you a great reason to smile. Start now to regain your health and confidence. Come meet me and my amazing team. The consultation is free.
Call 541-779-6170 or visit MedfordDentalExcellence.com.
Dental Excellence, changing lives, one smile at a time.
Your Medford Rogues are back with a full slate of Pacific Empire League games at Harry and David Field this summer. The Rogues host six consecutive games this week. Alameda Anchors drop in Tuesday through Thursday, then the Redmond Dudes amble into town for another three-game homestand Friday through Sunday. Buy tickets online at MedfordRogues.com or call the box office and pick up. Box office opens at 5:45 p.m. Take the family out to the ballpark and catch all the Pacific Empire League action this summer at Harry and David Field. Visit MedfordRogues.com.
I'm a real person. I go to work every single day.
Personalities.
I like Trump because he keep it real. He don't got no filter.
He's from Queens, and he speaks our language.
Trump is black as I am, you heard?
Power brokers.
Biden has been a catastrophe.
Very simply, Joe Biden puts illegal aliens first.
So I will be voting for Trump.
Politicians.
We affirm our mutual commitment.
It's a fulfillment of years of collaboration.
The one thing they have in common, they're all here.
I put America first.
News Talk 106.3 KMEV.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
8:34. Betty wrote me an email, and it really got me thinking here. Email of the day. And it's sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. By the way, not do it yourself. I'm thinking like, well, you wait. Crowns available. Do it yourself. Yeah. How'd you like that? Going in there and doing your own crown. A little mirror in there. Just kidding, folks, all right? But CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com is next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant, okay? And she wrote about an interesting experience with a friend of hers who ended up getting a homeless person, a housekeeper, or someone helping out. A friend of mine lost his wife almost 2 months ago. He's 91, and I reminded him how big and quiet the house will be with all of the hospice workers and visitors are gone. And almost immediately, he put an ad in the Courier for a live-in housekeeper for room and board and cash. Well, he ended up getting a 300-pound homeless woman in her mid-50s, and she did nothing to speak of, wouldn't turn on the big screen or wait for him to fix her breakfast, you know, no cleaning, things like that. She wanted a new bed. The size that she was using didn't suit her, and she was too heavy to climb the stairs to the king bed, but she really did like sleeping in her car. Really? This is interesting. The only thing she really did was grocery shop, and that included buying all the things and snacks that she wanted. He had to tell her to shower as she smelled so bad, and that would upset her, so she soft-soaped him into making a car payment and other dollars for her, as she had to have a car to come see him. She finally left on her own, figuring that the gravy train had run out of steam. She probably figured he was too sharp to keep being taken advantage of. Moral of the story, some are living the scam life as well in the homelessness community. I can't imagine not wanting a secure roof over my head. The last thing he said to me was, I am burned out on help. I think I'll call senior services and see what services he could apply for at this point in time. Years ago, there was a lot he would qualify for. At least those people would be background checked. Betty, I appreciate your writing. It's an interesting side of that. Yeah, not everyone within the homeless community is someone that you can have a whole lot of sympathy for. But even that woman, and I'm trying to look for maybe another way of looking at this. Maybe you get into that situation where you've been living that lifestyle so much, it ends up becoming the only way you think you can function. I don't know what would have been considered abnormal a decade ago in your life. Once you end up going down that, you know, that path, you end up starting to think that way. So I'm trying to be a little, you know, a little more charitable about that. It's tough though, all right? Phil writes in this morning from Shady Cove. He says, Bill, I consider myself to be a decently educated, level-headed, and patient guy. I work full-time, 50-plus hours a week, never cheated on taxes, pay my bills. Decent guy, I think. What is happening to our state and our country makes my blood boil. Thursday after work, I turned every American flag I have upside down, even flying a 2x3 upside down on my pickup. Friday, I expected to see some kind of evidence of people's angst at what's going on. Somewhere, another upside-down flag, someone complaining to me about the verdict and the circumstances surrounding the outright political persecution of a former and possibly future president. Not one person said a word. Not one flag upside-down anywhere in sight. Not one person commented or even glanced at the flag on my pickup. Dismayed, I've been sitting at home confused and frustrated. Why? I listen to a great deal of talk shows and podcasts, and only one even raised their voice. I expected to see newscasts with people flying off the rails, commentators with beet-red faces and white knuckles pounding desks around what an insult this is to our country. Riots and demonstrations raging in the background. Nope. So I sit here this weekend wondering what the heck's going on. What are we waiting for? When is anyone going to get an even slightly raised voice? People claim that they know what is going on and that it isn't right, but there is no heart in people's voice, no anger. I guess everyone is just going to expect that the election is going to fix it all. Bingo! Thank you, Phil. That's it. In fact, I responded to him and I said, yeah, that is the delusion that many of us are working under right now. Many work under that the election will fix it all. No, it won't, okay? And Trump is not coming to save us. I will assure you of that, folks, okay? This is not an anti-Trump thing. But this has me shaking my head, too. A lot can happen between now and November 5th. I see several scenarios in which the Marxists can derail Trump being elected president. They could put him in jail. They could not certify the election. They'll tell more lies about him than we can keep track of. They could start a war somewhere and claim that it's in the best interest of the country to call off the election. I think that's pretty much where they might go if they were going to go that direction here, Phil. I think you're right about that. I just don't get it. Why is there no passion to defend our republic from tyranny? Why don't people react? Dazed and confused in Shady Cove. Phil, I appreciate you writing it. Like I said, I can feel the passion in here. A lot of the reason I think for this is that people are functioning under the delusion that an election, which has not really been fixed from last time, will take care of it. Maybe they're thinking that there can be enough of an overcoming of the cheat machine in order to make this happen. It could be some of that. It also could be that the people who recognize that there is something wrong tend to be older. They haven't been conditioned in Marxism to the extent that that younger generations have been. Not all, but I'm just saying, I think that's part of it. And you have an older generation that the Marxists are, you know, just can't wait to either kill us or hope that we die because we remember a freer better time, and they're hoping that we're gone so that the revolution can complete and that they can take the little indoctrinated skulls full of mush, as the late Rush Limbaugh used to call them. And so that can then just move forward, always onward forward. But still, one of the challenges is that older generations, you know, the older generation here, I'm talking about boomers, maybe even some of the older Gen Xs, they're at a different point in life right now. And the revolutions tend to be done by the younger folks. Not that all the younger folks are Antifa. I'm just like saying the younger folks are at a different state. There's also still a skin in the game, whether it's Social Security, whether it's 401ks and all the rest of it. Does anybody want to, well, you know, I could be possibly be put at risk. Not that I'm making excuses. I'm just saying you're wondering why there's not more standing up here. And all I would say is if you're waiting for someone else to stand up, then maybe, you know, you need to stand up too then if that's the case. I understand. Also, part of the reason why I think I've been getting less upset, I'm not upset, I am upset, but I'm not frothing at it, is that this was a predetermined outcome. This whole Trump trial was a predetermined outcome, like all the rest of the Marxism, which is running the state of Oregon. So it was no surprise. But where do you go from here is the question we need to be asking. All right? Because going out and breaking things like Antifa, that's not really our thing. We don't like to break things. We like to build things. So what are we going to build? Maybe we talk about that in Conspiracy Theory Thursday. 770-5633-770-KMED. Let me go to the phones here right now. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Ranger.
Hi, Ranger.
Response to the gentleman that just called in. It was in my mind the other day, and it still is, to get a flag and put it upside down. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to get a big movement going, so I hope he doesn't lose heart.
You know, that's actually a very good point, Ranger, and thanks for making it. And okay. I think that they were, it's like, was he expecting a rent-a-mob, you know, like the Democrats are able to do when they do their little posts on Nextdoor or whatever it is, and then everybody comes out? I don't know.
It'll happen.
All right. Well, hopefully you're right about that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the take heart message. It's 842.
Are you buying or selling a house this year? Here's a tip from Grants Pass Water Lab. If you buy or sell a property with a well, Oregon requires tests for bacteria, arsenic, and nitrate. Don't let this slow you down. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all the state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for more than 40 years.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Testimony continues today in Hunter Biden's gun trial. A cross-examination of an FBI agent being questioned about messages he sent around the time of the gun purchase that's at issue at the trial. First Lady Jill Biden is attending the trial for a third day before joining the president in France for D-Day commemoration ceremonies. Boeing has launched astronauts for the first time after years of delays. Two NASA test pilots blasted off today aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Triple-digit high temperatures are spreading across the Southwest. Across multiple states from Texas to California, it's dangerous heat. Maricopa County, Arizona, saw 645 heat-related deaths last year. On Wall Street, the Dow is 25 points higher. The Nasdaq up 223 points. More details, srnnews.com.
It's 844. Scott, you wanted to respond to Dazed and Disillusioned from Shady Cove, that email I had on just a moment ago, wondering why there weren't more people standing up. What are you thinking?
So the Summer of Love has really taught us that violence is essentially the answer if they want to get anything changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't agree with that kind of mentality, honestly, but, you know, you can't argue with results. And maybe we should start taking pages out of their books, maybe not burning an entire city down, but forcing real change because they did it and it worked. You know, why not?
The one thing I would remind people, they did it and it worked, but all the institutions under control by Marxism in the United States of America also supported it and provided cover. And I think that is people need to understand that. It wasn't just something that happened just because people were burning down and breaking things. I assure you that if you were burning down and breaking things, you'd be in jail right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, but what are we to do when, you know, there's a double standard, you know, an unequal treatment, you know, in the eyes of justice?
Mm-hmm.
Something has to change. Something has to be done. And, you know, and I've lost faith in the legal process. So when you lose faith in the legal process, what options are left?
Yeah, yeah. That is an interesting question. I think we're going to have to explore maybe some of that on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, Scott, and, you know, consult the pillow, because I think the reason why people are focusing on the election, the idea is to overcome the cheat machine and make it such a revulsion that you get control of some levers of power within the system, because I think they're looking at this as the last gasp chance. Would you agree on that, kind of what's going on?
I 100% agree. This is our last chance.
Yeah, yeah. And I know that for years and years, you know, you would hear the Sean Hannity show, and it's the most important election in your life. And I would dare say that looking at the way things have been going the last few years, he may be right this year, finally, after 30 years of saying that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:46. We'll touch on some other topics here coming up, okay? By the way, Diner 62 quiz will be on before I'm off at 9, okay?
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from truck gear, Mack Industries, undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Attention, Oregon homeowners and renters. Is your property wildfire ready? The Oregon State Fire Marshal's Defensible Space Program is here to help you find out. Did you know you can help protect your home from wildfires by creating defensible space? They offer free assessments to all Oregonians at your home to provide valuable tips and ideas to protect your property. Sign up for a free assessment and get tips to protect your property before fire season. For a limited time, people in select areas of the state are eligible to receive $250 to kickstart their spring defensible space projects after they get a free assessment. Don't miss the chance to make your home fire smart and pocket some extra green to help with your projects. Visit OregonDefensibleSpace.org, OregonDefensibleSpace.org. That's OregonDefensibleSpace.org for more information and to schedule your free assessment today. Don't wait. Let's make Oregon safer together.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
106.3 KMED, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Not time for the Diner 62 quiz yet, but we will have that coming up. In fact, we might take the show until about 9:03 just to make sure we squeeze everything in, because right now it is time for Open for Business. And Open for Business, we talk with locally owned and operated businesses that are out there working their tail off and are deserving of your business. And that would be Advanced Air, myadvancedair.com. Call them at 772-6866. And Randall is here. Randall, great to have you back. And are we into the peak of the heat, or are people calling you because their air conditioning is blowing up right now, left and right? What's the story, huh?
Yeah. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having us again. Yeah, we are busy. We are, you know, anytime you get that initial heat, people getting up into the 85, 90 degree weather, turning on the AC for the first time and finding that it fails. We're seeing a lot of capacitor replacements. We're seeing a lot of contactors being replaced and a lot of call volume.
Yeah, that's why you were talking about it, why it was so important to try to do a soft start and figure out back when it was mild, you know, what it was going to be.
Yeah.
But at this point, how long is a wait to get repair at this point in time, you know, top of your head?
Well, if you are an existing Comfort Club member, we can get to you real soon. Mm. You get priority service.
Good.
If you are not a regular customer, we're probably a week or two out.
Okay, so at this point, you're probably looking mostly at demand service, right? People just saying,
correct.
Hey, things have blown up. My HVAC is in flames on the roof. Or
that's
whatever.
Right. Yeah, and we start putting off some of our pre-scheduled planned maintenances, and we'll be picking some of those up here in a couple of weeks and focusing on demand service.
All right. How about some stuff that people could do right now to kind of give themselves a leg up on not blowing their thing up this summer right now, or maybe getting a little more light? What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Change your filters. In fact, we had a call a couple of weeks ago with the last kind of rise in temperatures, and that client hadn't realized it, but the filters hadn't been changed in 3 years.
Yikes.
So, what happens is as you just cake those filters with dust and all sorts of other refuse that's blowing around in the house, it restricts airflow and starves the equipment from air. And you can actually do a lot of damage to your equipment. You can burn up the compressor, and you will be knocked offline. So certainly change your air filters. It's the simplest way to save a lot of money and to keep your equipment going for a lot of years.
All right. Something else I think you've mentioned here in the past here about, you know, the condensation pipes, you know, the little pipe that comes out of the house usually or somewhere else, and you'll see it dripping in the summertime. That's important too, right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that, Bill. Yeah, especially, you know, you come out of the holidays, a lot of people have maybe Christmas decor stored up in their attics or whatever. Occasionally, insulation gets bumped, gets loosed, falls into the drain pan underneath your air handler. And what can happen is as you go through the cooling, heating and cooling process and your equipment, as it evaporates a lot of moisture, it's supposed to be caught in that pan and then go through a pipe and then, you know, be evacuated out of the house. But if the drain pan gets debris in it, the plug can get the drain plug can get plugged, and then it not allow the pan to drain, and then that pan can fill up with water, overflow, and cause ceiling damage. So if you see some blistering in your paint or in your drywall, and you know that there's an air handler up in the attic nearby, maybe there's light fixtures that are showing some humidity in the fixture, there's a good chance that condensate line has been plugged. Or maybe if there's a condensate pump, a lot of these ductless mini splits have condensation pumps on them to get the condensation up and out of the building. Those fail frequently. You know, they don't have a long serviceable life, maybe 2 or 3 years, and they'll fail, and then that water can't get pushed out, and then you'll see water running down the wall. If something like that is occurring in your house or in your business, turn the equipment off. That way it can't produce more moisture. Similarly, if you have a heat pump or an outdoor unit that is iced up, turn the unit off. It's got to defrost fully before we can work on it.
All right. I want to talk about something which I think is pretty interesting. A $300 to $450 piece of equipment that you can install for people that could actually save your $15,000 HVAC. What is that?
That's a surge protector for 500 points. Yeah, no, that's surge protectors are easy way to save an entire HVAC system. What happens is now more than ever, we've got, you know, multi-stage modulating communicative equipment that's full of sensors and full of electronic boards. And if there's any variation in power, those boards are very sensitive. I would not install, you know, a high-end HVAC system without a surge protector.
Yeah, essentially you're talking about a big computer system that's running some mechanical equipment, right? And that's the danger.
That's correct.
And you get dirty power and all sorts of other issues there with all the chaotic intermittent on the grid, and that's what can happen. So smart way of looking at this. Hey, before we take off here, Randall, what about some of the deals you have going on at Advanced Air?
Yeah, there's still a bunch of rebates available. Energy Trust of Oregon has some great rebates. If you are an owner of rental properties, there's still some good incentives there for changing out equipment, particularly electric-resistant heat type of equipment. There is some income qualifying rebates, savings within reach with Energy Trust of Oregon. We have, Advanced Air has up to $1,000 of additional savings on qualifying residential Bryant mini split and crossover systems. That these incentives can be stacked on top of each other. So there can be, you know, a few thousand dollars in savings on qualifying systems and for qualifying people.
All right, very good. Some of this, though, is pretty time sensitive, and I guess some of the deals, though, are income based, right? Are we talking like the Energy Trust of Oregon kind of?
Yeah, the Savings Within Reach program is based on household income and how many occupants are in the home. That's a qualifying factor. Mm-hmm. A lot of the, particularly the manufacturer rebates, those are starting to fall off now. We're heading into summer. The manufacturers aren't necessarily incentivizing more purchases. So that's usually the rebates align with the shoulder seasons. And as we head into June and July, the manufacturers' rebates are expiring. So I think there's a couple of weeks left. I didn't look before our call, but a couple of weeks left, I believe, on the Bryant Flex rebates.
All right. 772-6866. Get the quote, get the repair, get what it is, become a Comfort Club member there. 772-6866, myadvancedair.com. Definitely your friend in this business, and you could use a friend on it. Randall will be your friend along with the rest of the crew there. Hey, thanks so much for being on Open for Business.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate you.
Oh, always a pleasure. 857 and change. And you know what this means now? Now we're going to have even more fun at this point, and it is the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Diner 62 Quiz. Call 770-563-3770-KMED, and maybe you can get that $20 gift certificate. Maybe it'll be $30 after inflation kicks in with more Biden. I don't know. But $20 right now still gets you some great food at Diner 62. 770-5633.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $445 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $445 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $445 a month. And let's talk about Ford Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue Certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $445 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a 70, excluding tax, license, saddle, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing through Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rentier Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRentier.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rentier Garage, we are united through service.
Do you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation. 9 o'clock, this is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, Diner 62 special, half ham special for $10.95. Oh boy, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. in the morning. It is delicious. And of course, all sorts of other good things going on right now. Let me go to line one here right now. I believe this is Dawn. Hello, Dawn. How you doing this morning?
Hi.
Hey, Don, it was June 5th, 1944. More than 1,000 British bombers dropped 5,000 tons of bombs on German gun batteries placed at the Normandy assault area. All right? Prior to D-Day and during its planning, Eisenhower considered resigning his command. What made him consider resigning? Can you tell me? Was it he wanted bombers diverted to other targets? Did he want forces to land on other beaches? That's B. C, his wife's health was failing. D, he objected to the timing of the troopers. Or did he believe British intelligence gathering was compromised? What was it, A, B, C, or D? What do you think this morning? He wanted to divert.
I'll say B.
You say B as in boy?
D, no, no, I said D.
D. No, it wasn't that. I'm sorry, but thanks for trying. Let me go to the next line here. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Hello?
This is DJ from Grants Pass.
DJ, prior to D-Day, Eisenhower thought about resigning his command. What made him consider it? He wanted bombers diverted to other places, desire for U.S. to land on other beaches, C, his wife was failing, or he didn't believe British intelligence. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a toss-up, either his ill wife or British intelligence, but I'm going to go with the ill wife.
Ill wife. Actually, both of those are still wrong, okay? So, just almost out of time. I want to make sure people get a winner here at this point. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome. Hello?
Rich.
Rich. Did Eisenhower think about quitting because he wanted bombers diverted, or he desired for U.S. forces to land on other beaches?
Boy, those kind of sound the same thing. I'm going to go with the diversion.
Diversion?
Yes, sir.
You're absolutely right.
You're a winner!
Just a few months before D-Day, Eisenhower and Churchill were at odds over the plan, and Eisenhower wanted to divert strategic bombers that had been hammering industrial plants in Germany. And for Eisenhower, the switch in bombing seemed like a no-brainer, but other ones, including Churchill and various other people, they didn't see it that way. But anyway, the move worked. And the bombing plan went ahead, and historians argue about this. Eisenhower showed the depth of his dedication in making D-Day a successful operation and defeating the Nazis. So that is the story. And hang on, and you're going to Diner 62, my friend. Great hearing from you.
Thank you.
Okay?